11. The Brilliant Lessons of Michelangelo. The artist Michelangelo often stirred up the opposition of the contemporary artists of his day. Many of them envied his magnificent abilities. One example was the architect Bramante. Pope Julius retained Michelangelo to build him a splendid tomb. Michelangelo gladly accepted the project and spent 8 months in a marble pit personally cutting and selecting the most perfect stones. When he returned, he found the Pope had second thoughts. Bramante had turned Pope Julius against the project. The Pope canceled it. Later, the idea for another special project entered the Pope's mind. Bramante saw the project as a time-consuming trap for which there would be little public recognition. Bramante recommended Michelangelo for the job. The great artist saw the trap. He knew what Bramante was up to. He wished to turn the project down, but did not want to refuse the Pope's request. So, Michelangelo went to work. He spent many years doing the slow and tedious labor the project required. It was the Sistine Chapel. The inspiration that flowed through Michelangelo can likewise flow through any human being. That is what inspiration wants to do. It cannot be stopped. It is a living, powerful river that easily circumvents all obstacles. Michelangelo collected his inner forces for a complete victory. Likewise, we must not fear to face the trickery of some people and expose it for what it is. This is not negative, but intelligent protection and spiritual perception. In his many books on inner development, author Vernon Howard refers to Michelangelo several times. He quotes him as saying, "The more the marble wastes, the more the statue grows," and "I release the statue from the stone." He chiseled away all that was unnecessary, and David emerged.